أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم. We've discussed various aspects of being the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as well as being an abid, a worshipper of Allah, the slave and the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Today we will discuss the next aspect of it, that in this verse Allah ta'ala says, wa ibadur rahman, the slaves of ar-Rahman, that is the slave of Allah ta'ala, who is extremely merciful. Allah ta'ala could have used the word Allah, wa ibadullah, or Allah ta'ala could have used other attributive names and qualities of Allah ta'ala, like ibadur rabb, ibadul khaliq. But here Allah ta'ala particularly uses the word ibadur rahman. A few verses before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when it was said to the disbelievers that they should make sajda, they should worship ar-Rahman, the most extremely merciful Allah, then they began to ask, who is this Rahman? So one probability and possibility exists that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to them, that they had disbelieved in Allah ta'ala, and as we said in the beginning, that there is a very fine balance between Allah ta'ala describing the disbelievers and also the believers. So in view of that balance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you yourself, O kuffar, do not want to know who is Rahman, you do not want to understand, gain the ma'rifat, the recognition of ar-Rahman, then there are many slaves of ar-Rahman, of Allah ta'ala, that will continue to worship Allah ta'ala and serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enslave and subjugate themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this quality of ar-Rahman, the quality of extreme mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also shows us some very important aspects. That insofar as our ibadat is concerned, insofar as the worship of Allah ta'ala is concerned, this is the truth and this is the reality, that we cannot do it on our own. Yes, Allah has given us the capacity, Allah ta'ala has given us the ability, but to go the route on our own cannot be done without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at this quality of ar-Rahman, then Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahumullah has described two qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman is derived from the word rahma, the mercy of Allah ta'ala, and together with that we find that there is another word, Rahim. Like how we say in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we use these two qualities of Allah ta'ala, the extremely merciful, the extreme compassionate Allah ta'ala. So he describes these qualities of Allah ta'ala and he says, Ar-Rahman huwa alladhi idha su'ila a'ta. Who is Ar-Rahman? Ar-Rahman is that being that when he is asked, he gives, he grants. And then Ar-Rahim, إِذَا لَمْ يُسْأَلْ غَضَبَ, that when a person does not ask from Allah Ta'ala, because one may feel that they can do without Allah Rabbul Izzat, they feel that they have their own capacity and ability, then Allah Ta'ala becomes angry, Allah Ta'ala becomes annoyed, like in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ, that person who does not ask from Allah Ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes annoyed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry. This term ar-Rahman actually indicates the extensive rahma of Allah Ta'ala. Extensive rahma of Allah Ta'ala in a generalized way, that it pours down upon the believers as much as it pours down upon the disbelievers also. Allah Ta'ala's quality of ar-Rahman, it pours down upon the believers and also upon the disbelievers. Like if you look at it, how is it that people
believers and non-believers have their risk, their sustenance, and all that that is available, that is because of the quality that Allah Ta'ala has of Ar-Rahman, this extensive mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But it is not only about material things that Allah Ta'ala gives us. It is not worldly bounties that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showers upon us by this quality of Ar-Rahman. It is also spiritual bounties that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants. Look at a disbeliever, for example. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala waits for him to accept Iman. As soon as he accepts Iman, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins of the past, whatever his kufr was. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was extending his hand to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take the allegiance of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then he withdrew his hand from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "What has happened, O Amr?" He said, "I first want to make a condition." "What is that condition, Amr?" He replied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "That my past be forgiven." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do you not know that shahadat, kalima, Islam, iman, all of it totally destroys, it demolishes all the past." So Allah Ta'ala is await for a disbeliever to bring iman, for him to turn towards Allah Ta'ala and take the first step. Insofar as a believer is concerned, Allah Ta'ala, like the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at night Allah Ta'ala stretches his hands, which means that Allah Ta'ala offers his forgiveness for the person that has sinned during the day, and during the day Allah Ta'ala stretches his hand for a person that has sinned at night. In other words, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is awake, and Allah Ta'ala is making this offer, that when you turn towards me, I am prepared to forgive you. Over and above that, more relevant to this verse, Ibadur Rahman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us a very important secret. Look at the dua of the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala himself has taught us. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. O Allah, do not turn our hearts away, do not make our hearts crooked after you have given us guidance, after you have guided us. And then the second part, وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمًا. O Allah, bestow upon us rahma. Ulama have expressed that the rahma that we are asking for in this verse is in actual fact the tawfiq from Allah Ta'ala, the divine guidance from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to carry out the deeds that are pleasing to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Ar-Rahman, there is this indication to us that there is an ever willingness from Allah Rabbul Izzat to pour upon us that rahma, to give us that guidance, that tawfiq, so that we can become the real slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just on this verse and in conclusion, ulama have written, Imam Qurtubi Rahmatullah Ali has written about this verse. He's written a very beautiful kitab, Tadhkiratul Maut, in which he speaks about different aspects of our preparation for maut. He says the important aspect of this verse is that everybody wants to leave this world in a state of iman. And if we want to, besides all the other efforts that we need to make, the appreciation of our iman, making dua to leave this world in a state of iman, and then practicing upon the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, leaving the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, one important thing is to often read this verse as much as one can by making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma. That we are asking Allah Ta'ala for two things. One is the guidance that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala does not deviate us, and we remain on the sirat-i-mustaqim till we leave this world. And the second is we're asking Allah Ta'ala to pour upon us that rahmah by way of the tawfiq of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and may Allah Ta'ala pour upon us His rahmah and His mercies so that we can turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. We take the first step towards Allah Ta'ala and then the rest is Allah Ta'ala forgives and Allah Ta'ala gives us guidance. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.